Forward to the 2021 edition. It was in the early 1980s that Abby Hoffman spoke at my college, and I signed up to attend his summer community organizing program. That program never materialized, but fortunately I still got to go to school with Abby. He lived his life by putting his beliefs and values into practice. He didn't just talk the talk, he ran with it. He was lots of things, but to me, he became a funny, insightful, and strategic teacher. Every time I pick up and read one of his books, I'm reminded of what a great writer and storyteller he was, and just how important his life and words are to those of us who dream big. Steal This Book is not just a stroll through a directory of the who, what, and where of the counterculture movement in the 60s. And it's way more than an anti-capitalist manual on how to live free, the proposed title change suggested by a Doubleday Publishing vice president who said he'd sell it if Abby just changed the title. Over 30 publishers rejected it initially, but after 50 years, it's still going strong. This book grew out of a generation experimenting with life outside of capitalism and the ruins of the state. A life where people were looking for liberation from racism, sexism, class, and war. Abby wasn't just writing about what he saw. He was living it, testing it, pushing limits every which way. And it made people uncomfortable. You might ask, isn't this all out of date? No, I say. Sure, some things would be different today. Maybe some vegan or keto recipes would be thrown in, or maybe Abby would include a chapter on social media. But capitalism is a scam no matter what decade you're writing in, and this book is about how to scam the scammer. It helps you train your eye and your mind to look for and see the abundance of opportunities that exist. It is an endless creative endeavor. It's timeless. I mean, for real.
You can still furnish your room or house with the free stuff shown in the bonus PDF and learn how to resole sandals with rubber tires so you can literally be in the moment as the rubber hits the road.
But it isn't just free stuff and repurposing. Abby was funny as hell and a mischievous prankster, but he was also deadly serious about what we were up against and the choices we had to make. Like, how do we stop the police state and its infiltration of our organizations and movements? Abby makes it easier to resist, providing tips for if you have to go underground. Some ever-useful advice? There is nothing better than having a few alternative IDs, still easy, if not easier, to do today with all the fancy technology. Abby liked to rock the boat, but he was also always trying to make things better. In Steal This Book, Abby lays out what he calls a potential action program for our new nation. The chapter headings in the Table of Discontents spell out the demands of a free society. Free food, free clothing and furniture, free transportation, free land, free housing, free education, free medical care, free communications, free play, free money, free dope. Who today would not be down with this program? In fact, many people and groups are still organizing around these same ideas, adapting new strategies as times change. We've had successes and failures, and we keep learning from both. We've also had to stay vigilant, even when we do make breakthroughs, like with the legalization of medical and recreational marijuana. The capitalists swoop in to make the big bucks. It's the same shit, different decade. Which reminds me of the piss-in action I did with Abby's support in the late 80s. We gathered, well hydrated, at the Federal Building in Boston and collected 24 vials full of urine, which we then mailed to Ronald Reagan at the White House. The action was in response to Nancy Reagan's Just Say No advertising campaign and the U.S. War on Drugs, a great diversion to mask the Reagan administration's illegal activity in Colombia that resulted in the purchase and distribution of crack cocaine, addicting and criminalizing a whole generation of mostly black folks that then fueled the growth of mass incarceration. We can't forget our history as these industries now grow, profiting off generations of pain. We have to continue to question and to adjust. In a later edition of Steal This Book, Abby wrote about how some of what was written was in jest, that it was up to us to figure out what was what. That was another sign of Abby's brilliance. He was always pushing back and making you think for yourself, to develop your own analysis, and to make choices as your conscience guides. Steal This Book challenges each of us to get clear on what we can and what we will do, breaking down the wall between personal and political. Can I really steal this book? Will I steal this book? Is stealing this book a violation of my moral code, or just a bunch of shit I bought into that unconsciously keeps me in line and in fear? Could I really live off the grid? Could I table dive and eat uneaten food on somebody else's plate? What keeps me from rocking the boat? Abby excelled later in life at saving rivers. I worked with him for over a year fighting the Army Corps of Engineers with Save the River, where we successfully blocked the nuclear waste industry from transporting dangerous nuclear waste from Canada into the U.S. across the St. Lawrence River. He fought and won against the Army Corps of Engineers, who wanted to do winter navigation, meaning they would bust up the ice to keep the river open to ship year-round, even though it would destroy a beautiful and fragile St. Lawrence ecosystem. He also fought against the pumping of the Delaware River in New Hope, Pennsylvania. In the late 1980s, he worked with young organizers to form a national student convention and a student action union. In 1986, working with Amy Carter, Abby and 60 students were arrested for opposing CIA recruitment on college campuses, resulting in his second major political trial. The trial of the Chicago 8 was the first. He won both. Abby never stopped teaching young people how to organize creatively and win. And young people can continue to use the resources available to them to get involved. While many aided and abetted Steal This Book, even more shared their lived experiences as a participant researcher, either interviewing or being an interviewee. Today, we might call it crowdsourcing. While 50 years ago, we needed to do this in person or over the phone, technology now has given us so many new ways to get information about our world. One of my favorite participant research sites today is called Little Sis, as opposed to Big Brother. Get it? Abby was big on participation. He used to say that democracy is not something you believe in or hang your hat on, but something you do. You participate. If you stop doing it, democracy crumbles and falls. If you participate, the future is yours. The analysis, strategies, and tactics in Steal This Book are still needed. As we reach a tipping point on cultural changes to undo the supremacies of race, gender, and class, we must also look for alternatives. This book shows one of them. Steal This Book is an act of radical imagination and an invitation to all who are willing to see that another world is possible. Like with any work of art, those who read Steal This Book can take what they like and leave the rest. I believe it will open up new worlds for you. I'm so grateful that Abby persevered and brought it to life, and I'm betting with Abby that you will be grateful too. Lisa Fithian is an anti-racist, direct action organizer and trainer, and author of Shut It Down, Stories from a Fierce, Loving Resistance.